It was a bright and sunny Sunday as St. Mary's Parish, Kodiak's Catholic Church, dedicated a Mass to the archipelago's Filipino community. After Mass, a celebration was held in the church's community center across the parking lot. This is one of the first events Kodiak Filipino American Association has had in a while. Mark Anthony Viscocho is the association's president. The United States didn't officially recognize the Philippines until after World War II, but Viscocho says most Filipinos recognize the original declaration from June 12 back in 1898.
The first time that the Philippine flag was raised in Kawit, Cavite by the late President General Emilio Aguinaldo. I think that's the first time that we as the Filipino, we are free from bondage. We are free from slavery. We will not take this.
Some folks even wore traditional Filipino formal clothes for Sunday's celebration in Kodiak. Barongs are usually worn by men and look kind of like a Western button-up shirt. Pilipinas are usually worn by women and can look like a short jacket or similar to a shawl. Both are usually white or off-white and transparent, but worn with similar colored shirt or dress underneath. They're traditionally made from pineapple fibers and adorned with patterns near the collar and chest areas. Viscocho says he wants to hold more events like this to bring together the Filipino community and spread awareness about the association's efforts.
Let's bring it back online so that everyone sees that we are here and that, you know, we are proud of who we are, and we want to share that celebration with everybody in the community. But yeah, this is just a start, just giving it back to the community.
The small room was lined with tables filled with foods like pancit, a rice noodle dish with chicken and vegetables, and caldereta, which is like a goat stew. There were also desserts like puto, a steamed rice cake. The room was filled to the brim, and attendees spoke in both English and Tagalog, which is the main dialect of the Philippines. Mayor Pat Branson also attended the celebration. The Kodiak City Council proclaimed June as Filipino Heritage Month at its meeting last week in honor of the Independence Day. She says it's important to acknowledge the historic presence of Filipinos on the island and the impact they've had over the years.
The Filipino community has been here since the 1800s. A major part of our community, volunteering, working hard, and celebrating. The Philam Association knows how to celebrate with great food and laughter. You can hear that going on inside, so it's a joyous day.
Viscocho says they hope to host a basketball or volleyball tournament next year as well to get more young people involved.
Anything that we're trying to do to get the youth involved, that's one of our main projects too, is the youth.
The Kodiak Island Borough Assembly will also proclaim June as Filipino Heritage Month in their meeting on Thursday. Viscocho says this past weekend's festivities are just the beginning and is already planning to host more events soon. Sa Kodiak, ako ay Brian Benoit.